欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi and welcome to Enjoy English. I'm Steve.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Frank.
And today is Tuesday, August 26th. Wow, the month is already almost over. That's crazy.
I know, and you know what? It's almost time for school again.
Some students have already started school.
Oh, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, starting the new semester already.
Oh. But you know what? Actually, I always find that really exciting. You get brand new pencils, brand new books, brand new teachers, and you're like, yay! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in North America, we had between 2.5 to 3 months of summer break.
And we didn't have to go to school.
At all.
In our break.
No homework, no 补习班, no,
right.
no makeup, anything, no summer school, just 3 months of fun.
Exactly. So if I was a Taiwanese student, I'd be like, oh, school.
Yay.
Yay.
okay, so 我们刚这边讲到在这个暑假的时候。我们讲 summer vacation, 有的这个、他们国外的人呢他们都可以这个整整的放3个月了、
yeah.
这个非常轻松但是呢我们在台湾还是需要去上一些这个才艺班 some, 一些 language school or cram school.
Yeah.
Okay, 所以我刚刚讲到我们的这个 Angela 老师也讲到 find something, interesting, amazing, okay, 所以这个还有 brand new teacher, brand new 什么 pencil box, 这个 brand new 就是全新的。
Yeah.But actually, we're、yep. not talking about school today.
Oh.
We're talking about something very cool.
And yet very stinky.
Yes.
臭的、stinky.
S-T-I-N-K-Y. S-T-I-N-K-Y.
We are talking about something I actually like.
But it's stinky, Steve.
It stinks, but it's a good thing.
Oh.
It's mosquito repellent.
Oh, now I get it.
Something that keeps mosquitoes away from you.
Okay, so it keeps 点点点 away from you, 就是让什么远离你啦。我们这边讲了就是 mosquito repellent.
Yep. And, we'll learn drive away in just a minute in our phrases for learning. Now, today's lesson is one of, well, again, one more of my favorite sections of our magazine, the origins, where we kind of learn where things began, where they got started.
Steve,、yes. you like every part of our magazine, except for
the tests.
There you go.
The tests I don't like. I don't like.
Speak much?
okay.
Okay, let's read.
Well, let's do building your vocabulary
first. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Effective.
Effective. Effective.
有效的
These pills are effective in curing headaches. Oh, I should say effective.
You can say effective, and you also hear it's very effective. They're both okay students.、
所以两种发音 effective 或是 effective 都可以。
Yep. We also have some phrases for learning.
Number one, regard A as B. Regard A as B.
把 A 看作 B, 认为 A 是 B.
Chris regards Mandy as his true love.That's a bit formal for saying that.
He thinks of Mandy. He regards her.
Yeah.
That's a little...
It's
using
a stiff
regard
sentence,
is,
but
is
that's
a little...
all right.
So you say, think of... It's not...
We just wouldn't talk about true love and regarding. I would say, I regard Steve as a true example of DJ excellence.
Oh, true example.
Wow.
Flatter.
So what I mean is you need to say something really formal.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't use it for something like, I love.
好 OK, 所以主要我们这边呢、之前有提过 regard A as B, think of A as B, 或者 C A as B 都是有同样的一个、意思啦。但是它中文还是有一点小小的差别。
Yep. Next one, refer to. Refer to.
指的是
I wasn't referring to you when I made my comments, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't talking about you when I said that. I was saying that Angela was beautiful, not you.
Uh-oh. oh, 所以我误会了。
Sorry, Frank.
Yeah, Frank got upset. He thought I was calling him a woman. I don't know.
No, I'm a beautiful young woman.
He was afraid you were in love with him.
Frank,
he's already married.
Deal with it.
Okay. Don't mess with me.
That's the next phrase, actually.
Deal with. Deal with.
解决处理.
Frank just has to deal with it. No, I'm sorry. Kyle had to deal with the problem by himself.
Stop teasing me.
Okay.
好，所以呢，我们刚刚这边学到 deal with 就是处理了，我们也可以用 handle 这个字 ，handle handle the problem.
Otherwise, it will drive him away.
I was going to say that. You're getting clever. Drive away is our next phrase. We have drive away or drive something or someone away. Drive away or drive something or someone away.
赶走
Steve.Please don't drive Frank away. We need him.
Okay, you can stay. Mom used a broom to drive the rat away. I used my cat.
Well, cats just keep them away.
Yeah, or eat them.
They don't even come near. Number five, be made of. Be made of.
有什么制成?
This dessert is made of bananas, chocolate, and ice cream.I want dessert now.
Yeah, yum. We also have some extra words. Number one is repellent. Repellent.
驱虫剂.
Number two is castor oil plant. Castor oil plant.
Or?
Castor oil. Castor oil.
蓖麻蓖麻籽油.
Number three is vinegar. Vinegar.
醋.
Number four is resin.Resin.
树脂
Number five is mosquito coil. Mosquito coil.
蚊香
Or coil. Coil.
一圈
Okay, let us start with mosquito repellent.
Many people regard summer as a time for relaxing, eating ice cream, and... Ouch! I just got bitten by a mosquito.For centuries, people have been searching for effective ways to prevent mosquito bites. What they have been looking for is mosquito repellent. This refers to anything that keeps mosquitoes away or prevents them from landing on you. Mosquitoes have always been hard to deal with. Therefore, it is not surprising that the origins of mosquito repellent are from long ago.
So many people regard summer as a time for relaxing, eating ice cream, and, ouch, I just got bitten by a mosquito. Many people regard summer, they think of summer as a time for relaxing, taking it easy, for eating ice cream, which...I don't think we have to explain. Most people love ice cream.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And, ouch! Ouch is a sound we make when something hurts. I just got bitten by a mosquito. I was just bitten. A mosquito bit me while I was...
Eating your ice cream.
Eating my ice cream and relaxing. Now, to regard something as something else, regard A as B...is number one in our phrases for learning. So here it's regard summer as a time to do something.
Okay, 所以许多人他把这个夏天认为是一个放松了吃冰淇淋的季节。哎呦还有嗷、哦、我被这个蚊虫咬的季节了。我们刚听到 bite, 过去式是 bit, B-I-T, a mosquito bit me, 他咬我那过去分词就是 bitten 了。
For centuries, for hundreds of years, people have been searching or looking foreffective ways. Effective is our single building your vocabulary word. We've been looking for really good ways to prevent or stop or keep from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Prevent mosquito bites.
好所以在、几个世纪以来呢人们他们一直在过、哦、这边是完成进行式啦一直在 looking for, searching for, 都是寻找的意思。有效的方法来干嘛呢prevent 啦或是 keep 或是 stop something from blah 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 就是说阻止他们来从事什么事就是说阻止那些蚊虫来咬我们了
What they have been looking for a way to prevent or stop mosquitoes is mosquito repellent. This is what we call this thing that keeps mosquitoes away from us. Repellent is word number one in our extra words. So, and mosquitoes are really, really annoy me. Especially at night when you're trying to sleep.
I really hate when they fly by your ear.
Okay. 好，所以这边讲到这个 what 在这边是一个复合关系代名词，就是 the thing which 他们所在寻找的这个 what 就是当作那个 looking for 的受词了。他们在寻找的是什么呢？就是这个蚊虫驱虫剂了。
So this meaning what people have been looking for. Oh no, this means mosquito repellent and refers to is number two in our phrases for learning.、
Mm-hmm.
So it refers to anything.Any sort of thing that keeps mosquitoes away or prevents them from landing on you.
Stopping them.
Stops、mm. them. It stops them from actually just sitting on your skin, getting ready to bite.
好，所以这个指的就是什么呢？这个驱虫剂指的就是那些能够，后面这个 that 开始是一个形容词词句，能够让这个蚊虫远离你，或者是呢，防止它们怎么停在你身上的这种药，这种那个驱虫剂啦。Okay, 我们刚才要 prevent somebody from doing something, 就等于 stop somebody from doing something, 或者 keep somebody from doing something.
Mosquitoes have always been hard to deal with. Deal with is phrase number three in our phrases for learning. Mosquitoes have always been hard to handle because we don't like to be bitten by mosquitoes.
Okay, 所以蚊子呢一直啊被认为是那种很难以处理很难以对付的一种东西啦。
Therefore, meaning because we've always had this problem of mosquitoes, therefore it is not surprising, it is not unusual or strange that the origins or the beginnings of mosquito repellent are from long ago.
所以因此呢这个就很不会令人家很惊讶什么呢就是说这个驱虫剂的历史是从很早以前就开始因为很久以前大家都不喜欢它了 OK
Ooh, so we'll find out what that is in the next paragraph which we'll read right after our break Alright, we are back. Let us look at paragraph number three. The first known mosquito repellent was used by ancient Egyptians. They took oil from castor oil plants and burned it in lamps. Ancient Romans used a mix of vinegar, resin, and oil to drive away insects that bite.Many other cultures, such as those in India and China, also used plants as repellents. Around 1890, the first mosquito coil was made in Japan. It was made of natural plant oil. Today, these coils are used all over the world. During World War II,The first chemical repellents were created. In 1946, the American government developed DEET. Since then, it has been the chemical that is most often added to repellents. So, this is interesting. The first known mosquito repellent, the first one that we know about or that we have a record of, was used byAncient Egyptians. Again, the word ancient, a long, long time ago.
I can still remember.
Yeah. The ancient Egyptians, people from Egypt.
所以这边讲到第一个为人所知道的这个 known 在这边是形容词啦就是被人所知道的。诶这个驱虫剂是什么呢是被啊古埃及人所使用的。
So they, meaning the ancient Egyptians,They took oil from castor oil plants, number two in our extra vocabulary, and burned it in lamps. So they lit the lamps, they lit the oil on fire in lamps so that the smoke smell would spread and keep mosquitoes away.
所以他们从这个蓖麻籽这个植物上面呢提炼出那个油，然后呢把它在这个灯里面燃烧了。
So it could have been the smoke or the smell or both.
The smoke is the smell.
Yeah, but you can smell something and breathe it.
Without necessarily it being smoky.
Yeah, but if you breathe smoke, that's just doesn't feel good.
You know, the reason why they used it in lamps is that the Romans used burning oil for lamps.
For light.
For light. So what they just did is they're like, well, I'm burning this oil for light anyways, so...Let's put some anti-mosquito smell in it.
Oh, so they, 这个
two things in one.
所以古罗马人就是因为他们是用油灯啦，所以呢，他们顺便就把这个油加进去，看能不能驱赶蚊子这样子。
Ancient Romans, actually, we were just talking about Egyptians, but now, next sentence, ancient Romans who also used these lamps, as Angela just said, used a mix of vinegar, resin.And oil, all mixed together, to drive away. Drive away is word number four, phrase number four in our phrases for learning. To drive away insects, any bugs that bite, like mosquitoes or spiders, things like that. Vinegar and resin are words number three and four in our extra words.
Okay, 所以这个古罗马人他们使用了什么的混合剂呢？就是这个醋还有呢树脂以及油的这种混合剂，然后来驱退drive away 就是赶退，譬如说 drive away the enemy 击退敌人这样子。OK， 他们把这个昆虫会咬人的昆虫给驱退了。
Many other cultures, a lot of other cultures,
or people in different places,
yeah, such as or for example, those in India, in China.Those meaning those cultures in India and China, they also used plants as repellents. So they used these plants to make repellents.
Okay, 是在其他许多的这个文化当中呢，例如像什么呢？譬如像印度跟中国，他们也使用一些植物来当作 ，OK， 当作这个驱虫剂了。
So maybe they were like taking these plants, maybe some of the plants, the smell would drive away the mosquitoes, or maybe some of them, they would actually rub the plant on their skin.
Citronella. Can you rub citronella on your skin?
I don't think so. Citronella, we'll only spell it once. It's not a word you need to remember right now. Citronella. Citronella is a type of plant that mosquitoes do not like.
Oh.
I have one in my garden. Do you know the leaves are fuzzy? And all you have to do is you accidentally rub against it when you're watering your plants, and the whole air smells of citronella. It's wonderful.
Which actually is a nice smell to us.
Mm-hmm.
But mosquitoes go, ew, it's citronella. I'm out of here.
OK, 所以刚听到 citronella 这个字就是一个蚊虫他们讨厌的一个植物啦。它的这个味道呢我们闻起来很香，但是呢这个蚊虫却很讨厌。
Around 1890, so back in the year or around the year 1890, the first mosquito coil was made in Japan. Mosquito coil is word number five in our extra words. Now, I have to tell you,I did not know what a mosquito coil was until I came to Taiwan.
Exactly.
I had never seen it before. They're not common.
In the United States.
In North America, as far as I know.
Well, maybe in Canada?
I don't think so.
I just never saw one before. I was like, what's that thing and why is it smoking?
Yeah. I thought it was incense, like for a temple.
Yeah, me too.
So I was thinking, why is it on the floor?
Because in temples, they have those huge spiral incense thingies, which are
incense,
pretty.
Incense, right?
对，香。
Yeah.
Okay, 这个 Steve 老师还没来台湾之前没看过蚊香，所以他看到蚊香的时候以为是在拜一拜。Okay, 所以那个其实是在驱赶蚊虫的啦。
Yeah.
To drive away the mosquitoes.
Does anybody use mosquito coils for, bye-bye?
没有吧
No, probably not.
That would make sense in a way, but maybe the gods don't like the smell either.
Maybe.
好，所以呢，大约在1890年的时候 ，around 在这边当介词是大约在什么的左右。 OK, 大约在1890年第一个蚊香 Mosquito Coil, 你看我们自己平常用到的东西，我们如果能把它英文也学起来不是很方便吗？ OK, 所以这个蚊香它是在日本最先被制造的。
So it, this first mosquito coil, was made of natural plant oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it was natural. There was no chemicals. It was all natural. Maybe it was citronella. I don't know. But, I like natural things.
Mm. Okay, 所以呢这个啊这个蚊香它是由这个自然天然的植物油啊这个所做成的啦 okay?
So today or now, these coils, these natural plant oil coils, or maybe not natural anymore, are used all over the world. All over means everywhere in the world. Now, Steve and I just said that they're not common in the United States, but maybe they're used in India or Southeast Asia or Africa.
I think mosquito coils, are used all over Asia.
Okay.They might also be used in India.
Probably.
Yeah.
好所以今日呢这些这个蚊香它们被使用是怎样 all over the world, 就等于 all around the world, 就是在世界各地啦。但是刚才有讲到其实在美国这个地方是没有看过的所以可能大部分是亚洲地区会比较多啦。Common 这个字刚才提到就是常见的普遍的。
During World War II, meaning when World War II was happening,The first chemical repellents, the first ones using chemicals, were created. So these were made because of World War II.
所以在二次大战期间呢，第一个这一种化学的啊这个驱虫剂，它们被创造了。
In 1946, the American government developed DEET. Now DEET uses capital letters, because D-E-E-T stands for something, but...
Which none of us can remember.
Yeah, we can't remember. So, in 1946, the American government, they produced this chemical. It's a chemical called DEET.
Okay, 所以在1946年的时候呢，美国政府他们就发展出了 DEET 这种药物了。刚刚听到这个是大写的英文叫 capital letter, 大写字母。
Yeah.
OK, 所以在这里呢他们刚刚讲了 develop 就等于 produce 这个字。OK。
I almost said big letters, because I'm thinking in Chinese, 大写you know.
对所以是 capital, 首都那个字 capital.
Yeah.
Well, little kids sometimes say big letters, but that would mean you were four.
Yeah.
OK, 所以 Steve 现在四岁啊。
I'm only 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
Okay, since then, meaning from then up until now and including now, it has been the chemical that is most often added to repellents. So it's most often added means it's very, very common. It's the one you'll most likely see on the ingredient list.
OK, 所以 since then, 这个呢很棒的用法就是 since 表示自从自从那时候开始记得只要看到 since, 那个后面的啊这个句型呢它就是像完成式或完成进行式啦。所以自从那时候开始它就一直被这种药物就一直被啊怎样呢加到啊这个驱虫剂里面这种化学药物是最常被加到驱虫剂内的。
Now, there was another chemical called DDT、
mm-hmm.
that was used, for plants and stuff like that. And later on, they found out that DDT was very, very bad for the environment.
Uh-huh.
And this DEET, they've been using it for a long time, but now they're saying maybe DEET is also not such a great thing. So I think if citronella or natural plant things work,Let's use what Mother Nature gave us.
Exactly, because we want to have healthy skin.
Yeah. Now, we're going to learn more about mosquito repellent tomorrow. Join us then. I'm Steve.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Frank.
Bye.
您通过终极全民英检了吗？您是否也为了复试的单元而烦恼呢？快来参加9月12日的常春藤英语讲座，从出题方向到每个部分的解题技巧， 由赖世雄教授所培训的讲师将为您一一解答，带你一起轻松通过中级英检复试。现在报名再送常春藤中级写作一本，详情请上常春藤网络书城 www.ivy.com.tw。 名额有限，动作要快。
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw，这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。